your permission, I'd like to learn tonight the paragraph that starts with Yativ Nachon. This is in this little page 94, and this is what we say after we say Shema Yisrael in the morning. This is a preparation for Shmoneh Esrei. And after we finish say Shema Yisrael, it says Yativ. It is true, certain, Nachon v'chayam v'yashar, established, true, straight, ne'eman, believe in it, v'ahum, v'lav, v'chabiv, like it, v'nechmaz, nice, beauty, v'naim, very nice, no'av, gorgeous, v'adir, strong, v'metukhan, fixed, v'mikubal, accepted, v'tov, good, v'yafe, very nice. That's a statement. הדבר הזה, this thing, whatever we said, all those adjectives, this thing is עלינו לעולם ועד, on us forever. באמת אלוקי עולם עלכנו, הקדוש שהוא, God Almighty, that He is God of the world, He is our King, to Yaakov, מגן אישנו, this is the strength of Yaakov אבינו, מגן אישנו. One is like a shield for us and saves us, the door of a door forever, generation after generation, who Kayam is here. Shmo Kayam, his name is here, forever. Shetan Achon, his chair, his ready, Machotum Matura Kemet. His kingdom and his trust is it forever. Odvarav, his words, Chayim Kayamim, they're alive, his words are alive and stand forever, Nemanim. To be believed in his words, v'nechmadim, very nice lad, forever, Lord Noamim. Allah avotinu v'arinu, and our fathers, and us, v'al banim v'adotinu, and our children, and our generations to come, v'al kol daughters of Dera. I don't understand what it means. I mean, it's very nice words, but I don't understand why you have to say this. What are you saying? What's the real thing of the whole paragraph? But you have to say Shema Yisrael. What this has to do with the Shema Yisrael itself? על הראשונים ועל האחרונים, on the first month, on the last month, means the first generation, last generation, דברתם קיים, it's a good thing, זה קיים לעולם ועד, מספר, אמת, again, true, באמונה, I believe, חוק ולא יעבור, this is the law, but never pass, אמת, שאתה הוא השם אלוקינו, God Almighty, you are the one, זה לוקח אבותינו, מלכינו, מלך אבותינו, you are our king, and the king of our fathers, גורם כל אבותינו, you're going to redeem us, and you redeem our fathers, ויוצרים את רשועתנו, you made us, you created us, also you are the strength for our Yeshua, Podenu, Matzilenu, you're going to redeem us and save us, Molam Shmecha. From the beginning, this is your name, En Elohim Zulatecha. Nobody is like you. Of course nobody is like you. So what's the purpose of saying this? Ezrat Avotenu. You help our fathers. So Shishu Matofar says what it means is Ezrat Avotenu, that you have to imagine Yaakov Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him when he was going to meet Esau. It says in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu sent three angels. It says in the Torah he sent angels. Moshe Rabbeinu supposed that he sent three angels. It says Michael, Malkiel, Shanan, Diel. If you add up the numerical value of Michael, Malkiel, Shanan, Diel, this is Ezrat. This is 677. Shimon HaTofor says that you have to have Kavana. When you say the word Ezrat Abotenu, Ezrat Abotenu, Ezrat means help. Ezra, who is going to help you? It says three angels. Michael, the angel Michael, Malkiel, Shanan Giel. Those are the three angels that you really should have the Kavana when you say Ezrat Abotenu. Those are the ones that are going to help you. Are you going to help me? Why those are the ones? They're going to help me. From Shushu Shoshu says, this is really what behind this Ezrat Avotenu, that you helped our fathers, says, you helped our fathers when Yaakov Avinu went to meet Esau, he sent those three angels in front of him. Whomever you are the one that helped our fathers, Magen Moshiach Linachim Chol Devador, you are the one that you shield and you save the children every generation. Tum Olam Shavera, you dwell upstairs. Mishpatecha Shizotcha Rateret. The laws and whatever your righteousness, what you do, is to the end of the world. Asher Yishma Mitzvotecha, praise the person that is going to listen to you. Mitzvot V'Toratcha Barcha. Yasima Libo is going to put on his heart the Torah and your words. You are the master of, it's true, you are the master of your nation. Melech, you are the king, Gibor, a strong king, Larib Ram, to fight their fight. Metatar Mishon, true, you're the first one, Vatar Haron, you're the last one. Baradecha Ein Lano Melgol Mishav. Besides you, we do not have any king. Now that's all very nice statements, but what this has to do with now, we're going to say Shmona Esra. Mitzrayim Yartanu Hashem Elokeinu, the Gemara says that you must say this. You must see this, say this as Rata Boteinu. So it says, Mitzrayim Yartanu Hashem Elokeinu, it's called Geula Redemption. The Gemara Samchim Geula Letfila, before you say Shmona Esra, it's called Tfila. You have to say before Shmona Esra, Geula. Geula means redemption. And this is what we say, Mitzrayim, Gartan, Hashem Elokeinu, from Egypt, you saved us, you redeemed us. Medalim Yitano. This is what he says to do now every morning, every Shachari. Before I say Shmona Esra, I have to speak and talk about redemption of Mitzrayim. It's a very big thing that we came out of Mitzrayim. What this has to do now, before I come and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before I say Shmona Esra, I have to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took me out of Mitzrayim. First we gave some descriptions about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great he is, how he helps us, he is the shield, the praise the person believes in Hashem, and then we started to say, what did he do for us? He says, Mitzrayim got an Hashem, you did us from Mitzrayim. Barely Mitzrayim, you took us from the house of slavery. For Bechorem Ha'akta, you killed the Bechoro, the oldest one, Bechorah Ha'akta, you redeem Am Yisrael. Of course, I know, so. I said, what this has to do with Shmona Esra? What this has to do every day that you have to say this is Otamotin? Yamsu Vakata, you split Yamsu Bezidim Tibata, the bad ones, you drown in the water, you dim Yabata, the ones that, like, your friends, you pass them in the Yamsu. Yechasu Maim Tarem, the water covered, the ones that hated us, gave us our time, Yechadron Tarem, no one was left. Arzo, therefore, Shepu Ahavim, the one that you love so much, the praise you will move hell. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the thing is, the word of the Baruch Hu, Kel Havitayim. The praise, the thanks, the blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the King that He is the one that stays forever. Ram Ben Yisrael, very big one, strong and big, Gadol Ben Nora. Mashpil Geim takes the one that have fried, put them down, Magbir Shvalim raises the one that is very humble, Motiyah Tzayim take out the ones that were prisoners, Bodei Anavim redeem the one that is very humble, Bozeh Dalim helps the ones that are very poor, Boneh La'amo B'Shem Olav, he answers his nation when they scream to him. They over here it says in the English, rise Shmona Esra. Has been Shmona Esra yet? This is before we say Tehillot Lekel Elyon, we have to rise. And this is not just a preparation the way it is in this door. Because Shmona Esra really starts when it says Hashem Tzadat Yitzach. So we say Tehillot Lekel Elyon, some Chachamim say Halacha. Some Chachamim say Shulchan Aruch that you have to rise. Already, right now, when we say Tehillot Lekel Elyon, it says, praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest, or the one that he is on the top of everything, rise. This is why you have to rise right now. This is not Shmona Esra yet. It's not Shmona Esra. Shmona Esra will start, Hashem Tzadat Yitzach. It says, now I should rise, and I say, Tehillot Lekel Elyon, you have to stand up already. Cannot sit down until the mid, just 2 words before Shmona Esra. You have to stand up, you say, Tehillot Lekel Elyon. It says, why I have to rise right now? Let's have a set of the Siddur, it's not because it's just, you know, prepare yourself. That's the halacha. That you have to rise for Shmona Esra when you say Tehillot Lekel Elyon, you say you rise. Why do you have to rise right now? He didn't say, I'm not Shmona Esra yet. It's just in the middle of Ezrat Avotenu. You have to write? What do I have to write for? Baruch Hum Borach, God is the one that is being blessed, he's the root of blessings. Moshe Yisrael Rishra, B'Sacha B'Mukulam. It says, Moshe in Am Israel, praise you. What do they say? Michamucha Ba'alim Hashem. That's the only thing what they say. They say the whole Az Yashir. It's one of the sentences of Az Yashir. It says, Moshe Ubnei Yisrael Lecha Anu Shira, B'Simcha B'Mukulam. It says, Am Israel, thanks to you. Ba'amru Chulam. They all say together. What do they say? It says, Michamucha Ba'alim Hashem. Michamucha Ba'alim Hashem is only one sentence. He said, the whole Az Yashir, they said. He didn't say only Micha Mocha. Why whoever put the Siddur together and Shekhtin for Yorah decided to take one sentence from Az Yashir and to say that sentence as a summary of the song that Am Yisrael sang, it really was Az Yashir, the whole Az Yashir. When he says, Micha Mocha Barim Hashem, who is like you strong in the... HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is strong like you? Darin says, Micha Mocha Barim Hashem, if you take the first letters of those four words, it becomes Maccabi. It's me, the first letter is Mem, Chamocha is Chav, Ba'alim is Bet, Yud Hashem, Hashem Yud, it says this is Maccabi. It says the Maccabim, it says Dari, the word Maccabi that we know, Yudah Maccabi, and all the brothers, Maccabim comes from Mi Chamocha Ba'alim Hashem. This is what Yehudah and his brothers wrote on the flag. And when they went to fight the Greeks, they had on the flag, Mi Chamocha Ba'alim Hashem, who is that? In Israel they had something else on the flag. I don't know if you know that. When before Israel was established, I think it was 1941, 1942. In Shabbat Chol HaMoed, Pesach I think, they had a demonstration, not a demonstration, but there were a parade in Israel. And the parade on Shabbat with red flags was to celebrate May 1st. You know what it is, Jason? May 1st.
I don't know.
May 1st, this is the holiday in Russia. I think July 4th.
Labor Day.
This is Labor Day. But this is the real holiday of Russia. This is the day of the worker. That's the flag of Russia. And the Jews marched on Shabbat. I don't know if it was May 1st, maybe it was May 1st, I don't think it was May 1st. Yeah. I don't think it's May 1st can be on Shabbat, on Pesach. But they had a parade, and when the flag was written, the whole of Yom HaShabbat shall remember Shabbat. Believe it? 1941. But you used to make a joke of it. You know, they made a joke after Shabbat.
Oh.
They made a joke of the Shabbat. Erev Rav. This is when Hitler was up already, and was Lenin and Stalin and all these people up, and then they marched in Tel Aviv, it was in Tel Aviv. They marched in Tel Aviv with red flags, and they wrote on the flag, Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh. So Dalit says the Maccabim had the flag, but in the Maccabim's flag, I'm saying it purpose into the story, you understand the end, why I said it. Maccabim had on the flag that sentence that we say before Shmona Esrei, Mi Chamocha Ba'alim Hashem. So that means Mi Chamocha Ba'alim Hashem, the first letter of those four words, it means Maccabi. Mi is Mem, Chamocha is Chaf, Ba'alim is Bet, Hashem is Yud. It says, that's the flag of Yehuda. He says, what's the flag? Why did you write this on the flag? So this was the idea of the Maccabim, that's how they rode on the elephants, that's how they rode on the horses, that's how they were walking in Yerushalayim, that flag. So the flag was written, Milchamocha Ba'alim Hashem. So what is this? That's the covenant you should have. You say, B'simcha Rabba Baruch Olam, so that you should have the covenant now. Milchamocha Ba'alim Hashem, so that you have in mind Maccabi. What is it to do Maccabi now? It's not Chanukah. Mi kamocha nida b'kodesh. Mi kamocha nida b'kodesh, Dari says like this. I'm not so good in Kabbalah, I just tell you a little bit, you know, what Dari says. It says, Mi kamocha nida b'kodesh. Are you helping? Please help me out. I have a reason to help you next week.
I'll leave you the
yarmulke,
I have it in the car.
You have it? Yeah. Because you know, this Ari Yotz is coming up, or Moshe.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the following Monday, not this Monday.
The following Monday is the
reason.
Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem. Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem is Makkabi. Mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh is the reason. If you take the mi, the first mem, kamocha is half, nedar is nun, ba'kodesh is bet. If the numerical value of mem, chaf, nun, and bet is 112. Cesari, you have to have in mind 112. Cesari says, the power of Foshmona is Cesari, that's what you have to have in mind. Makkabi, this is Michamocha Ba'im Hashem. The second part of the sentence, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh. Cesari, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh means, who is like you comparable to you that is being beautified with holiness. But you should have in mind 112. So how do you get 112? It says the first letters of those four words, the numerical value is 112. It says what is 112? It says that Yud, Bet, and Kuf is 112. So that is this what you have to have in mind. Before Shmonet, right. That's what you have to have in mind. Yud, Bet, Kuf. Yud, Bet, Kuf in Hebrew is called Yabok. Yabok, it says only once in the Torah. It says Ma'avar Yabok, when Yaakov Avinu crossed a place, when he crossed the Jordan River, came back from Lavan, he crossed, it says in the Torah, Ma'avar Yabok. It's not a story to tell you where did Yaakov cross, there's a secret in it. It says, you should know that word Yabok is a strong name. It says that's what you have to have in mind. Cesari, when you say, Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh, Cesari, have in mind now, Yabok. 112. Let's start this.
What's special about Yabok?
What about special Yabok?
It says once in a Torah?
No. Cesari says Yabok means, okay, I'll tell you now. Yabok?
Huh?
Right. Yabok, there is an abbreviation. Ya'anenu, Biyom Korenu. It says, if you expect a Kadosh Baruch Hu to answer your request and your prayers, Ya'anenu Beyom Korenu, God will answer me the day I call on God. It says, Ya'anenu, the first letter is Yud, Beyom, the first letter is Bet, Korenu, the first letter is Kuf, yet Yabok says that. As I read, this is the Kavanah of Yabok. What's behind it, says Dari, that's only the beginning. Says Dari, Yabok is 112. If you take the word Elohim, the numerical value of the word Elohim is 86, and you take Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, is 112. Because if you want Hashem to help you, there is a powerful thing. It says, call Yabok. Says, who is Yabok? Says, Yabok means he'll answer you. How is he going to answer me? Says, you have to have in mind Elohim Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem Elohim, right. Understood, J.D.? Says Ari, another version, on the spot. It says, if you take three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud, this is 65, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, 26, Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey, 21, is 112 as well. Says Ari, there when you say, Mi Kamocha Nedar Bakodesh, that's what you should have in mind. Yabok, says Yaakov Avinu, Ya'aninu biyom korenu, by the time you do it, people will be telling you Shabbat. But Ari says, that's the covenant. I don't know if you ever went to Yerushalayim. You go to these people that they play with special sidurim. The Shmonaisra takes an hour. Shachari takes about 3 hours. They have a special sidur, and whatever the Ari says, they printed it on the sidur. If you want to take a look at the sidur, I have it in the back of the car. So by the time you finish Shachari, they're up to Arvit. Nehar Shalom, Ahavat Shalom, Nehar Shalom. They have also other minyanim. They do net.
They start to work.
They don't work. I mean, whether it comes on to Shachari, it works. But if you have to do Mincha and Arvit in the same system. I was once by, I don't know if he's still alive, or Ben Tzion Beracha. By the time they finish Monesra, I finished almost the whole Chumash. There's a special Sidur. And that's the Ari hint. But Ari had a brain that his brain was very fast.
like quick fix, you know, that the computer shoots. You don't have to have this buffering. Zari says that's what he has kavana. That he says mi kamocha nedar b'kodesh. Zari, that's the kavana you should have in mind. Mi kamocha nedar b'kodesh. The numerical value of the first letters of those four words is 112 is Yabok. Think about Yaakov Avinu. Think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your prayers. Think that Hashem's name is Elohim in Yud-Kevavke, the numerical value is 112. Also think the numerical value of Heke, Aleph Hei Yud and Hei, Aleph Tal Nud and Yud, and Yud-Kevavke, it becomes 112. Says Ari, that's the Kavanah you should have. What is this to know in Shmones, right? Says, and again, why are we saying that sentence? So now we can see this is a very powerful sentence, says Ari. But this sentence was chosen by a Sheikh Nekor Gavar to put in the Siddur just before Shmona Esra. Shira Chadasha, the new song, the Shifu Gubim Shifcha Al Sot Hayam on the seashore, on the beach, Yachad Kulam, Modim Yilchom Mor Hashem Ochamed, to Israel, Kumam Bez Israel. Dech Medev Israel, Gualim Hashem Kukul Mitzel, Baruch Hashem Gaal Israel. So this must be said before Shmona Esra, you may not skip, and you may not say Shmona Esra before you see those paragraphs. I mean, starts with Shema Yisrael, if we may say, and continuing to say those paragraphs and before you say Shema Yisrael. The question is why it's necessary to say all these descriptions? I don't know, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. Also in our Vita Halacha, you don't have, even though in our Siddur it's printed, and this is the order of the Tefillat Arvit, the Tefillat Arvit, if you come to Beit HaKnesset late, you may join the congregation with Shema Yisrael, and say the rest after Shmona Esra. Shacharit, you may not do it. Shacharit has to be in this order. First you say Shema Yisrael, then you say the Yatziv Nachot, it says Rotam Otenu, then you say Shmona Esra. You cannot change this order. The Gemara says, Somchim Geula Letfila. After you're going to talk about redemption, you say Shmona Esra. Arvit, again, the order in the Siddur, that's the order. We say Shema Yisrael, and then we say Zemunah Kol Zot, we say Gal Yisrael, and then Ashkibeni, and then Shmona Esra. But if somebody comes to the Knesset late, not according to the Kabbalah, according to Shulchan Aruch, you come to the Knesset late for Arvit and you see the congregation are up to Shmona Esrei, you may join them for Shmona Esrei, and after you finish Shmona Esrei, you can start Amari L'Arvim Avetamu Yisrael Shema Yisrael, you say Muna Kol Zetach, Baruch Shem Shemir Amo Yisrael Ad. Shachrit, you cannot do it. Arvit Mincha, the same thing, yeah. Mincha, if you come to the Knesset, you see the congregation in Shmona Esrei, you say Shmona Esrei right away with them. Avincha is not crucial because you don't have blessing, you don't have brachot before Shmona Esra. But Avit, even though you have brachot before Shmona Esra, you may say those brachot after Shmona Esra. Not in Shacharit. The main reason they say that Shacharit, really, this is the time we came out of Mitzrayim. Redemption really took place in the morning. Redemption did not take place in the evening. Evening was just the Parol gave us the permission to go out. Actually, leaving Mitzrayim was in the morning. Therefore, in the morning must be said first redemption and then Shmona Esra, because that's what happened in Mitzrayim, that was redemption first. But again, the question is, what Mitzrayim has to do with me today? We're not celebrating Pesach, it's not Pesach now, and it's not celebration of coming out of Mitzrayim. That's a regular day that I go and I pray Shmona Esra, and says, before you say Shmona Esra, I want you to talk about coming out of Mitzrayim. He said, what coming out of Mitzrayim has to do with my Shmona Esra today? Today is not Pesach, today is a regular day. I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, talk about coming out of Mitzrayim, and you must say that before you say Shmona Esra. So what is that power of that Ezrat Avotenu, that the three angels says, the Rav Shmuel Sopola, and the Zahir said, this must be said before Shmona Esra. And as it is said before, you have to stand up when you say Tehillot LeKel Elyon, it's not just preparation for Shmona Esra, standing up, this is something that you must do. It says, what is exactly the secret behind those paragraphs and that preparation?
What's
Shira Chadashah
versus
Shira Yishan? Well, Shira Chadashah means it's the first time that really somebody sang to HaKadosh Baruch.
So
that's called Shira Chadashah, yeah. But again, this is not the final destination. If you remember, I said, it's Shira is Lashon Nekeva, is a female. Shir is Zachar. Female means that we thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. Shir means that you sing for no reason. And Shir is much higher than Shira.
The Gemara says, and the Medr says, and then Mashiach will come, will sing a song, but a male song. It's called Shir, not Shira. Because Shira, you sing if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you something. It's called Shira Chadasha Shefru Gurim. Let me say, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we sang. But we only sang after a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us the Egyptians are drawn in the water. Shir means that we're going to sing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu without a reason. Just to praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu without. But again, whatever we're going to say, whatever we say every day, is just to remember what happened in Mitzrayim. The question is, why do you have to say those things every day before you do Shmonat, before you pray Lachash? It's nothing to do with this Mitzvah. I have an obligation to pray, I pray, but I don't have to say every day that I came out of Mitzrayim. Of course, it's a very big thing to come out of Mitzrayim, but to must say that before Shmonesre. Must say that before Shmonesre. You cannot do Shmonesre Shacharit unless you said before this paragraph that talks about redemption. What redemption has to do with Shmonesre? The Haftarah of this sixth Rabotai, with your permission, this is called Gimel Bepuranuta. So the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av is a special Haftarot. Last week's Haftarah was Divrei Yirmiyahu, and this week the Haftarah is Shimu. Last week was the first chapter of Yirmiyahu, and this Shabbat is second chapter of Yirmiyahu. So it's not the beginning of the chapter, but this is what the Haftarah starts with your permission. Shimu Dvar Hashem Beit Yaakov, Bechol Shmo Israel. Listen, the children, the house of Yaakov and the families of Israel. Ko Amar Hashem, Mama Tzu Avotechem V'Yavel. That's what Hashem says. What did your father find bad thing in me? Ki rachaku me'alai, they went away from me. Vayelchu acharei ahevel vayehebalu. They went after the nonsense, and they became silly. Ve'lo amru, they did not say, Ayeh Hashem, ve'ez ha-kadosh baruch hu, amalei otanu me'eretz Mitzrayim. They took us out of Mitzrayim. Amalei otanu ha-mibar, they took us in the desert, be'eretz ha-rava, in the land that is dry, v'shukha. Deserted, the Eretz Yavet Salmavet, there's nothing in that. The Eretz Lavar Bayish in the land, it's called the Sinai Desert. Nobody passed before Veroya Shav Adam Sham, nobody dwelled over there. Zavi Etchem and Eretz HaKarmel, I brought you to the land of Karmel, it means forest, the whole Piyavet Tuvah, to eat the best fruit. But Tavor Etzamut, Atim and Arisot, you came and you made my land impure. And my own territory made it disgusted. The Kohanim did not look for me, but to say Torah lo yidahuni, the people that learned did not understand me. Aroim Pashubi, the kings, did not obey and did not listen to me. Bavim Nibuabal was Nevi Sheker, the prophets, that really are not prophets, Vahelo Yoilu Alacho, the man that says, things that really don't help. Achen od arim itchenu Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to have a fight with you. Ve'bnei v'nechem arim, I'm going to fight with your grandchildren. Ki ro'u yeh kitim u'ru. Please pass to the islands. Ve'kedar shelchu yibunu ma'od, and go towards the Arabs. And watch carefully. U'ru hen hayta kazot. How is it possible things that it happened? Ha'emir goy Elohim eva lo'ri, v'ami emir kodo v'lo'ri. This is a goy changed. Did ever a goy change his God? It means, when you go to a goy, say, this is my God, even though it's a statue, he's not going to change this statue with another statue. V'her am Yisrael, they lo, sorry, v'ami emir kodo v'lo'ri. My nation changed his respect, it means to change to Kadosh Baruch Hu, below you with something that doesn't help. There's a famous story, it was Magid Medubna, one of the Chachamim 250 years ago in Vilna. He used to tell stories. Every time you used to ask him a question, right away he said a story. Very nice book. It's unbelievable, these stories. He made on the spot stories. This is the Haftarah says, that my nation just exchange God with God, but the other God is a nothing. He says the story, he said, ask him, what does it mean really? He said, I won't tell you the story. He said, based on the spot he made the story. He said that a guy had a son-in-law, and after a few years he learned in the yeshiva, he says, I want you to go do business. He says, what are you going to do? He says, no, go to the market. Leipzig, it was in Poland, go, he gave him some money, he says, go buy some things in the market and start to do business. He says, he goes over there and he buys something, and the joke what he buys, he comes home and his father-in-law says, what's wrong with you? You don't know what you're doing. He said, okay, I'm going to give you another chance, he gives him more money, he goes over there. He tells it different. As he says, he goes over there and he buys another thing. He brings the other one home. He doesn't bring it. He brings it. He flies. It's a feather. All kind of feather. The end of the story, he says to him, why don't you go again to the market, see what you can do with those things. He goes and he sells to one person that stuff. He sells to other person other stuff. He doesn't know what he's doing. He says, then he comes home and he tells his father-in-law, well, I sold it to this guy, I exchanged it to that guy. He says it in a funny way. He says, the idea is that 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. He says, of course, we have to need, says Ari. He says, but you have to know what you have to do on those 3 weeks. He says, we have, like now, says Ari, 10 weeks. From Shivat Tammuz until Rosh Hashanah, you have 10 weeks. The first three Shabbatot, it's called the three tragedies. Then after Tisha B'Av, we have seven comfort Shabbatot. So the first Shabbat, says Ari, that's what says Shulchan Aruch, that we read last week, the Haftarah Divrei Yirmiyahu Ben Chilkiyahu, says the Chumash Shmuel Yirmiyahu. The second Shabbat is Shimur, next Shabbat is Chazon. There are three concepts that we have to fulfill. The first concept, it's called Chokhmah. It's called wisdom. It means you have to know with your head. But you have to realize who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Chokhmah, wisdom. The second level is, or maybe almost the same level, it's called Bina. And he says, you have to understand who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third Shabbat, Shabbat Chazon, is called Da'at. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The destruction of Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash came because we damaged those three concepts. We did not have wisdom to understand who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We did not just understand who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we did not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first Shabbat was the Shabbat. The purpose of the Haftarah was to teach us who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach us. This Shabbat, says Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from you to understand the difference between him and everybody else. That you can, Chas V'Shalom, compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anybody else. But it's not only to compare. It means you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a different entity. There is nothing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Bina. Bina comes from the word to understand, but to understand means like this. Understanding means, of course, I learn, I'm a very smart person, I know this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to understand also the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest. It's something, of course, to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I want you to realize it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such an entity that you cannot compare to this entity anything. This is really the damage that was done in the time of President Rosh Hashanah Beit HaMikdash was the same idea that Am Yisrael did not understand how far are we from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what the Haftarah is saying. If you read the Haftarah, the whole Haftarah is that this, the Navi Yirmiyahu is saying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to listen that we compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to any other statue. It means we believe this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we went to buy a statue and we said this is my God. It's, besides that it's not too smart for such a thing, but how could you compare me to anybody else? It's impossible to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is if you want to choose a statue, you don't say this is my God, at least that statue should have a power, should have something comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you cannot just go and choose something, say, oh, this is my God. He says, because they take a piece of wood, he says, this is my God. He says, this is besides the Avodah Zarah, says Dari, that you just worship Avodah Zarah. Also, it means that you don't understand what's going on. He says, to understand really what's going on, says Dari, is really the secret and the reason for redemption from Mitzrayim. Redemption from Mitzrayim was to teach us the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest of the powers in the world. As the Gemara says, as the Midrash says, as the way it says in the Torah, there were magicians in Mitzrayim. They could have made snakes, they made blood, they can do a lot of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted us to know the difference between him and the rest of the powers. That's what we say here, Gadol Mikol HaElohim. It says, the Torah said, I know, I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest. It's not one of the greatest. It says, no, you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest. But you have also to understand that all the rest is nothing to compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides it, of course, that I have my own belief, that I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to know the truth, that God Almighty is different than all the rest. Which means, I know the whole thing, I know the rest is nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that some of them might have some power. Taking us out of Mitzrayim, says Dari, it was not just a redemption. Of course this is a redemption. But this is something for me to know who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we come to Parashat Shmoneh Esrei, of course I'm going to have a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, give me that. I'm staying in front of Hashem and says, listen, I need to understand, I need to refer Shalom. He says, excuse me, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? He says, wait a minute, I'm talking to Hashem. I know this is Hashem, I know. He says, no, you don't understand. It's not enough, you know who is Hashem. It's not enough. You have to be so positive about it that you know there is nothing like Hashem. There's nothing. There's nothing that you can have, you know, and maybe this can help me, maybe that can help me. That's if you read after all, that's not me screaming at them. Well, you're waiting for Egypt to help you, you're waiting for Ashur to help you. You don't understand. The concept is that you have to understand that there's a lot of powers can help you. That's America, that this, that, the Russia, says May 1st, you know you can have with the flag. You don't understand. It says, Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem, says Dari, Makkabi. Says Dari, Matityahu and his children understood, and this is really what Az Yashir is all about. Of course we have all Az Yashir. We have all Az Yashir. But the punchline of Az Yashir. It says, somebody is going to ask you, coming out of Mitzrayim, what did you come? He says, well, redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me. He says, it's true. But what was the purpose of redemption? Because the purpose of redemption was that you should know that only God Almighty can help you. He says, even though there are other powers in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us at the time, this was the land of magicians, the land of they were able to control those Shedim, those all the powers in the world that really have power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to know there is one power, not comparable to all the powers, the strongest from all the powers. So of course, if I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then one day I say, okay, this guy has some power, this guy is a magician. I don't know, so I try him too. So I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray Shmoneh Esrei and Shacharit, and in the afternoon I go to a magician, a palm reader. So you have to understand, the idea of coming out of Mitzrayim, this is what Hashem Kabbalah put in the Siddur, Mi Chamocha Ba'elim Hashem. It says, you have to know that only God Almighty can help you. It says, all the other powers cannot help you. They cannot help you. It says, they might be a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you cannot go to them to help you. So this is not just something that damage that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that you don't understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you cannot stand, says Dari, Shmoneh Esrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Dari, here, I have a request. You don't even know who you're talking to. You don't even understand the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Dari, for you, you have to know that you came all the way out of Mitzrayim for this. to understand the difference between Hashem and all the other entities, that some of them really are Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them power. So you have to be saved first in Tzitzit. First you say, Ani Hashem Elokichem Asher Tzitchem Yetzim Mitzrayim. He says, you should know, I am Katzik Yatzim Mitzrayim in Parashat Tzitzit. So the Gemara says that Parashat Tzitzit in the morning, we should say that early in the morning. That's the mitzvah. To say it as early as possible, and the time we say it, it's still a little dark outside. You'll be able to see the difference between the blue and the white, or in the blue itself, to see the little shade of the blue. But it means to see the difference between all the entities and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is V'yatzi, V'nachom, Mekayam, Yashar, all those statements, is to say yes. What do you mean yes? Yes on what part? Yes on the part that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Of course Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. He says, no, that's not what it means. It means that I know that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, that He's able to overcome all the other powers. So it means, by saying all these things, it means I know that I'm going out to Shemesh Monesre to that power, that this is the most powerful power that nothing else compares to. He says, now you can stand up. He says, Tilot Lekerion says, now you stand up and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu this and this, this. Okay, I'm praising you. He says, what do you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Micha Mocha, Ba'elim Hashem, Micha Mocha, Ba'elim Hashem, Micha Mocha, Ba'elim Hashem, that's what it means. He says, Micha Mocha, Ba'elim Hashem. He says, who is like you, so strong, Ba'elim is the strongest one. He says, this is really the punchline of our Yeshiva. Of course we say, thank you for telling me, thank you for putting the Egyptians. He says, that's not the purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim. The purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim, you should know who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, he is an entity above all the entities. And how do you know? He says, I was in Mitzrayim, I saw in Mitzrayim, a magician had powers. There are other people had power to call up the Shedim, to do all kinds of tricks, and real tricks. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you from there to show you, says Ari, that he is the power. Of course, he cannot just say, that's nothing. It is something. You go to India today, they have magicians in India. In India, unbelievable. You go to India today, you go on the mountains in India. It takes a day to walk with a donkey. They have magicians, green magicians. They can take you and then lie you in the air. You lie down in there. They had tremendous power. They had tremendous power in India. Tremendous power. And you go over there, a lot of our nation, that after they finish the army, they go to India. The people said, you want to see something very interesting, go to India. Wow. He says, you don't see it in America, you can't see it in Europe, you go to India, you know you get a shock. You go over there, you see those people, real big magicians, big ones. That's somebody that, a friend of mine, went over there, and his partner went over there. So he didn't want to go. His partner went, he climbed over the mountain, and then he stood up in front of a magician, and the magician told him all the things he does in America. Everything, from A to Z. He told him about the partners, about the business, everything. There's no everything. Everything. It's tremendous power.
Why did
this one get in the town? He doesn't know exactly. One of the reasons is it's a test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test us. To see if we really believe in Hashem. It's one of the reasons. The other reasons as well. The real reason behind this is from the wars before, that those are the ones that really did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The wars before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the magicians to get punished.
It's
a big punishment. Why? Because the Torah says that it's a mitzvah to kill them.
No.
It's a big punishment. You're like you're digging your own grave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzvah to be a magician, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzvah to kill those people. There's more to that. So coming out of Mitzrayim, Tzadari, it's not just coming out of Mitzrayim. It's Micha Mocha Ba'elim Hashem, Tzadari. This is Maccabi. This was written on the flag of Yudah Maccabi. Tzadari, that's what he had to have before Shmona Esrei. The Maccabim understood, even though the Greeks, known to be the smartest one, might be smartest one ever. They're very comparable to us. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said that Sefer Torah you have to write in Hebrew. But also you may write it in Greek. There is no other language. You can have a real kosher Torah that's written in Greek. You can write a Torah in English, has no power. You write a Torah in French, no power. In Arabic, no power. There's only one language in the world that you write Torah, and the Torah has a tremendous power, like in Hebrew, exactly. It says Greek language. Yafte Elokim Leyefet. Greek come from Hebrew.
Why?
It's a tremendous power. We don't know why. But Greek.
They were the first ones to translate the 70 languages.
Right. That might be behind it. But Greek has tremendous power. In fact, we just cannot, you know, just as it's nonsense, you know, the Greek people came to Israel and they ruled us, and Yehuda Maccabee and his brothers and the father chased them out, and they were crazy people believing of God. That's tremendous power. The power of the Greeks was tremendous power. Even the Rambam himself quotes those smart ones from Greece. This was the smartest one ever. Socrates, Aristotle.
Alpha, beta, gamma,
right.
In English, you don't have that.
You have
the same
instead of.
So, is that how all the letters are?
Yeah.
Also,
they get very, very similar to our letters. The Gemara says some of the Greek letters that we have in our Torah, the way they write.
So it's like the
gamma is like a half, like an end of half. Gamma is like end of half. The Gemara says.
Oh.
Very comparable to our language.
So what does that mean now? In Greece, they can write a paper Torah in Greek.
Right.
And they use it.
I don't know if they use it today, but it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. It's a Halacha. It's a Mishnah. It's a Masechet Megillah. It's a Gemara. It's a Halacha in the Rambam. You may not write any Torah, but or either in Hebrew or in Greek.
Gematria won't work with the Greek letters.
No.
Can you do a mixture? Can you do that?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, it's a good question. There is says the power of Yehuda Maccabee says Mi Chamocha Ba'elim Hashem. It says, who are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you being compared to everybody else? Me, there is says in the Zohar, says the word, if you write in the Torah, Me means Bina, means understanding. Me. Me is Mem Yud, is understanding. This is Mem is 40, Yud is 10, is 50, Hamishim Sharei Bina, 50 gates of Bina. Zari, the power of Az Yashir, the power we came out of Mitzrayim, is not we came out of Mitzrayim. That we understood the difference between Hashem and all the other big powers in Mitzrayim. It is that's what the Maccabim had in their flag. It is because Am Yisrael, they wanted to become Greeks. Because the Greeks had tremendous power. And as the Maccabim understood that the difference between Hashem and the rest is something. He says, this is really what the Haftarah is all about. This Shabbat, says Dari, the Shabbat before Chodesh Av, that we read the Haftarah, Shimud Bar Hashem, it says this, and the whole Haftarah is going to compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to something that's really not comparable. And that's called the belief that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to believe to understand the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so great that even though sometimes, we think there's a power, there's a strength. That an entity that has any power is nothing. That this is a condition that we must have, Sarah said, before we say Shmonesra. Then it says, V'yativ v'nachon v'kayem v'yashar, says all those statements is to tell us, what V'yativ v'nachon, what? It says, V'yativ v'nachon v'yatiman, ani Hashem elokei chesed v'mitzrayim, I am that out of Mitzrayim. It's true, it's 100% true, I believe in it. Says, why have to say so many times? It says, because this is the purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim. Before we stand up and say Shmoneh Esrei, you have to know the entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he is above and everything else. It says, because some compared HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the rest. And this is Mikamocha Neidar Bakodesh. It says, that is Yabok, this is Yaakov Avinu. It says, this is the Zchut of Yaakov. It says, it's called Tzur Israel. It says, Tzur Israel means the one that's strong for Am Israel, but as well as strong for Yaakov Avinu. It's called Israel as well. That is the root of Yaakov Avinu that understood it, went to Lavan. Lavan was the biggest magician. Something comparable to Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Yaakov was in Lavan's house. There was a fight, says Dari, inside Yaakov. They saw this guy, he's so unbelievably strong in magic and all kind of tricks. I says, this is because Yaakov Avinu understood who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu comparable to all the other powers. That's what you have a Kavana, because it's Shmoneh Esrei. Mikamocha Ba'elim Hashem, you have the name Maccabi, this is Yehuda Maccabi, you know the difference. It says, Mikamocha Nedar Bakodesh, it says, this is really what it is hiding in that sentence. When Am Yisrael said it, את זה בכוונה לקרב יבוא, יעננו ביום קורנו. זה דרי, we ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, when you pray, he should answer us today. Of course, sometimes we ask the Lord, he says, well, my tefillah was not accepted. He says, it's not true, it was accepted. Not yet. We don't know when it's going to be accepted. Of course, Hashem heard your tefillah, but you did not get what you wanted. יעננו ביום קורנו, says דרי, if you want your tefillah to be accepted and be answered today, he says, the secret of that is, מי כמוך נהדר בקודש. He says, who you have to say, nobody's like Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course nobody's like Kadosh Baruch Hu. But really what you have in mind is, Zari, that you know there are other powers in the world, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu is above all the powers. Zari, this is what Nashik Nehra said, you must see these powers before the Shemoneh Esrei. Because if you're just going to say Shemoneh Esrei, it means you don't know who is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zari says it's only in Shacharit because that's when the day starts. So this is when the day starts and you start saying the Tfilat for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shacharit is more crucial than the other Tfilot. And therefore in Shacharit, when you start praying to Aruch, you have to know who you're standing in front of. You know, you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying I'm standing in front of the power, that this is the power of the powers. This is Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says this. What it means is, it's not that I only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being taken HaKadosh Baruch Hu from being among all the other powers. Believe that this is the second Shabbat, it's called Shrosha de Poranuta. The first Shabbat is Chokhmah, the second Shabbat is Binah, this Shabbat, the next Shabbat is Da'at. It says today, this Shabbat, says Zari, before Tisha B'Av, what you have to have in mind all the time, what Haftarah says. That's why Sheikh Shabbat decided to read this Haftarah, this Shabbat. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at us, we compared him to all the other powers. So today, says Zari, this Shabbat, the person should have in mind, this is the Tshuva that we have to do, says Zari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, is different and above than all the powers. By this we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by this we show that we know. Zari, that this is a continuation of coming out of Mitzrayim. That by coming out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved to us that we should have in mind for sure that we know that Hashem Almighty is the greatest and the biggest. This Navi Yirmiyahu is going to tell us, listen, you came out of Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and I did all things, and now you're going to buy a statue. Says the statue is Avodah Zarah, says Zari, it's not just Avodah Zarah. It's that you compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the statue. It defeated the purpose of coming out of the Mitzrayim. So either this is what's called Geulah HaTfilah, that every morning when we do it, says Zari, it's called Bina. It says, Chokhmah Bina V'Da'at, Deah Bina V'Atzkel. It says that you have to have in mind that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this God Almighty is the greatest. But this is part of our belief in order to come to that point that Mashiach will come to Rav Amin Amin.
Does that mean that after we finish these three haftarot that we become
Chabad
Chassidim?
What? Yeah. Arvis. Rabbi Hananya.
Я не могу сказать, что это не так. Я не могу сказать, что это не так.